Good evening, everyone. This is John Adolphe. Welcome to our seminar tonight, titled The Seven Top Places to Find Foreclosures or Bargain Properties for Free on the Internet. And what we're going to do is we're going to discuss the places that I recommend to look for those properties out there. And so, anyways, I want to welcome you tonight, and we're going to get started. So I'm going to pass this out, folks. Why don't you go ahead and take one of these, and we're going to be working off of this worksheet. For those of you who are listening, if you would like this free report, the sheet that we're working off of tonight, just email me. You know how to email me because you probably got an email with a link for the seminar, and because we're going to be releasing the MP3 here later on. Okay, so tonight what I want to do is go over these places where you can find bargain properties. The two biggest frustrations for anyone who's looking for a house, doesn't matter if you're an investor or a homeowner occupant, you know, somebody's going to live in it, is the financing and finding the deal, finding the correct property. Those are the two biggest frustrations. You know what the even biggest frustration is? Finding a realtor will call you back. And the only reason why I know that is because I hear it all the time. It's the number one frustration they have as far as interfacing with us. I don't get a call back. I had a guy today who called me up and said, John, a property came out of the market across the street from me from a property I own, and I called the real estate listing person directly 5 times since yesterday. 5 times, and I finally got a hold of him the next day, which was today, and he says it's sold.
Yep.
Is there anything we can do about it?
No.
I said, yep. Because what do you got in mind? I said, what we would do is we would put a over the asking price offer with no contingencies and get it to them, because the attorneys can kill it. And if you offer them enough money over what the other offer might be, they may just decide to take your offer instead of the one that they already signed. You can do that. Yeah. Seems kind of unfair, whatever, but it's all up to the seller. It's all about the seller. And so that's exactly what we did. With the magic of DocuSign, we were able to put it together just like that and send it over with a follow-up phone call and a text. And it's in their hands right now. We'll see what they do.
Is that so much?
No, it's just a private individual with a realtor.
Oh, okay.
Realtors don't like that. And look, let me put it this way. Realtors don't like that if they're double-ending it. Do you know what I mean by double-ending? Where they make both the list side and the sales side. And the reason why they don't like that is because they don't get paid by the hour. And they would love to double-end it. Here's a little secret. If you take money, if you're a realtor, if you take the commission and put it way, way, way down on Maslow's needs criteria or list, and you put your own needs way down here, then you can look at somebody else's higher offer that you don't get double-ended on and feel good about it for the seller's behalf. That's really how it should be done. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen all the time. So, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But so those two frustrations of inventory and financing are very, very prevalent within the house hunting, and especially with investors trying to find a bargain. With buyers, they're just trying to find the house that they like at a good price. But with investors, it's got to be good. Now, let me explain just a couple of things. If you're buying a house for yourself, you're going to pay one price. If you're buying a house to rent, you're going to pay something under that. And if you're buying a house to flip, you're going to have to buy it for under that. Now, some would want to do the under that, when they're going to hold on to it. And I appreciate that. But when it comes to holding on to it long term, you don't have to cut as sharp a deal. And with the advantage to you of not cutting as sharp a deal is you can get better properties and have more of them to choose from when you're not trying to get that great deal. If you do get that great deal and you rent it out, God bless you. But there is a hierarchy as far as what you pay for something, depending on your ultimate use for it. Okay, now, regarding of how you look for properties, let me tell you stuff that's not on this sheet, okay? One of the ways is for a realtor like myself to be able to build a criteria or a filtration system in the multiple listing service and then push send, and from that point forward until you opt out, it will continue to send you properties that built in the criteria that you're looking for. And you can get as specific as you want. You can say, John, I don't want 13211 Mattydale. Send me everything on the planet but except Mattydale. We can do that. I want just Mattydale properties with one-bedroom houses. That's it. We can do that. I want nothing but with pools. We can do that. You can make it as broad, as narrow as you want. I work with you on customizing it. And then once we go from there, then any new property that comes out, you get it. Any price reduction that comes into the arena, or not just the price reduction in your price parameter arena, but even within that, when it goes down in price, all that information gets sent to you via email. It's very convenient. The problem is that most people, and I don't know what the statistic is, but I have a feeling that a lot of people aren't using that service because they're going straight to where? Yeah, they're going to Zillow. They're going to Trulia. They're going to Realtor.com. And on there, they're finding their own stuff. One of the complaints I hear from buyers every once in a while is, my Realtor doesn't do anything. They tell me to go to Realtor.com, find it, and then bring it to me. Well, that is the way that we do it now. And gone are the days where, like Sal, I'd pull up in my Cadillac and say, come on in, I'm going to go show you five houses I've already previewed. Used to do that. Don't do that. I never owned a Cadillac. But you don't do that anymore. Maybe there's somebody who does, but they typically don't. So you're really on your own to find the bargain in a way, but I'm here to assist in ways that I find most effective as far as allowing me to be able to assist you when the time is right. Okay? So there is a lot of participation on your part because of the information availability. Before, I had a book 3-4 inches thick that come out weekly, and I would go through the book and I would identify listings, call you up, maybe you do a drive-by, maybe not, and then go show it to you. That's how we used to do it. And since you didn't have the book, the only thing that you could do was borrow one of our books or see an ad in a newspaper or a sign out front. That was it. Okay.
So do most realtors do what you're saying, that they'll put you on a list and email you?
That's correct.
Most of them will do that?
Yes, they will. They can if the buyer wants it. If the buyer has already set up a certain criteria and they're doing it themselves and getting alerted through Zillow or Trulia and they've navigated this system, then, you know, navigated within that system and they like the way that works, and sometimes that's as far as it goes. But I do try to offer that. Not as much as I used to. Not that I'm holding anything back, it's just that people seem pretty satisfied in finding their own stuff. But I'm just saying that exists. And what's good about it? You can get it as specific as you want, like I said just earlier, and it's automatic, and as soon as something happens, instantly, you know about it. Now, the gentleman I spoke about earlier, the one that wanted me to put that offer in for him, he bought a house for me just recently. It was a listing of mine, and he emails me 5 days later, and if you're listening, you know it's you, and it's cool. He emails me and said, Why is the property that I put an offer on and got, why is that still showing active? And I looked up and I went, no kidding. Out of 5 different real estate sites, 3 of them showed it sold or pending. 2 of them still showed it for sale after 6 days of me changing it in the computer, in the MLS computer. So there's a delay, is my point, in the information. That's one thing against Realtor.com or Trulia, is that there's a delay. I don't know how much delay, but I'm just saying, though, it's hit and miss. And by the way, if you see the word pending, it means it's under contract. Okay. If you see the word foreclosure, it just means that it could be a foreclosure available for sale, or it's still got a ways to go before it's going to surface and that you can actually purchase it. But people think because it says foreclosure, it means bargain and it's available right now and I want to buy it. Not necessarily. Okay, so there you go. All right, so that's one way to do it. Again, Trulia, Realtor.com, Zillow. So when I tell people about HUD homes, and we'll get to HUDs in just a second, I'll tell them the HUD home website is www.hudhomestore.com, and they get on there, and what do? They Google HUD Home Store. And because they don't put that in the address bar, they wind up on some sort of pay site. It happens all the time. Now, whether they put in HUDHomestore.com and Google foreclosure, bargain property, REO, whatever, a lot of times people end up on these websites. And let me tell you about them. These pay sites will cost anywhere between $1 to get in to $50 a month to either get in or the next month afterwards. Okay? Could be less, but it's somewhere in between. $1 to get in, or maybe more, and then up to $50 per month. And what they do is they tease you. They've got a map or whatever, they show you partial addresses or whatever, and it's like, oh boy. What you end up finding out is the information a lot of times is old. Yeah. Now, it's not to say that there might be something supplemental that is really good about it. And I haven't really talked to enough people or done it myself even more recently to be able to evaluate and to really give you, you know. But let me put it this way. If you're an investor and it's worth $50 for you or $1 or whatever, you know, to get in there and take a look around, go ahead and try it. I mean, it's an investment in your future. Go in there and try it. Just make sure you cancel it so it doesn't automatically, you know. And then just test it. See it. Matter of fact, call me up if you do decide to do it. We can have some experiment. We can have some fun. We can take a local area and we can test 3 or 4 or 5 of them and just see just exactly how available these properties are and how accurate the information is. But I think you're going to be disappointed. I don't know if you're going to find additional information as it appears it would that is like, wow, this doesn't appear anywhere else but here, you know. I don't know if you're going to find that. There are free internet sites. Those are the ones we're going to go on tonight. We're going to talk about each one a little bit, and I'm going to show you up here on the screen what they look like, okay? All right, let's go to my favorite, which is the HUDHomestore.com website. And that's what it looks like. And again, for those of you who are listening, even though you see it on there, don't go to HUD.gov. Go to your address bar and type in www.hudhomestore.com. And if you see a blue, white, and gray website with the United States in blue, outlined in light gray, then you found it. Once you get there, what I want you to do is take your cursor, go over to the New York State. You'll see the little icon right there and click on it. Once you do, put that in your favorites. If you want to drill down even further and you want to put in your favorites a certain county, great. Otherwise, New York State. That's what I do. And every morning at 5:30, I get on the HUDHomestore.com website with my day timer in hand, and I look for those inches and seconds moments, those things that are taking place that go undetected a lot of times if you're not looking for them. That's what I do personally. And I spend a lot of time with this website right here. I believe in HUDs. I think they're the best. My HUD boot camps are typically a good hour long, so I'm going to encapsulate some of the finer points of why it's so good. And why it's so good is because of their bidding system. That's the number one reason. It's not the inventory. Inventory, it's like anybody else's inventory. You know, no matter what site you go to, everybody's got their inventory, and it's all about the same. But with the HUD, the bidding system is absolutely mind-blowingly awesome. You can listen to some of my webinars or seminars or whatever, MP3s on my website at Adolphi.com. Just go on at Adolphi.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, it'll say search in a black box that you probably can't find. And once you do, just put in their MP3, and you'll be able to access that. And just as an aside, my website stinks. It really does. It was good for a time, but it's just lousy. We're right now in the process of not only a major renovation of it, but it is going to be probably the most unique and awesome website that's ever been known to mankind as far as real estate is concerned. And then I'll just give you a real quick preview. There's only going to be 3 things that you're going to be able to do on there. Resources, I'll have all my MP3s on there, cataloged, just ready for you to just click, 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 click on any subject. That's going to be on one of the pages. Second thing, my reports. All 28 of my reports are going to be on there for you to look at with the titles. So there will be a resource. That's number one. Number two, it's going to be heavy, heavy, heavy into signing up or subscribing for that newsletter that you guys get. I'm sorry. I almost don't like to call it a newsletter. Let's call it an email alert that I send out 2-3 times a week with whatever's going on in the marketplace. Something that just took place. It's proprietary. It's not for the general public. It's only for those who sign up. That is going to be on there for everyone to, you need to have this type of thing. You know, not just one more thing you get in your email box, because that's not what this is about. That, and then the most coolest video interface and search system that's going to be modeled most likely after Amazon's search system. We are modeling after a cross between that and YouTube. And so you'll be able to go on there and very quickly, with very few choices, we're only going to have like 5 choices, how to narrow things down. It's all you're going to need, okay? And you're going to be able to quickly get to the thing that you want to get to and be able to watch the video. That's it. No mortgage calculator. No bank, you know, bank links, no advertisement, no nothing. Just those 3 things. Okay? I'm working on it right now with my web designer, and we're narrowing down, we're designing the layout. We want to get it as perfect as we can and make sense to the, when you go to it, you know exactly what to do. There's none of this, where's the phone number? Oh, what's this for? What am I supposed to do? Hate that. We wanted it simple and we wanted it powerful. So this is going to be cool. He's getting excited about it. He's very, very sedated, but you could tell some of the nerd juice is flowing through him. And he doesn't really nerd on me, but he is all of a sudden seeing the uniqueness of it. And he goes, I can't wait to see this, he says. Anyway. All right, so back to the HUD site, the bidding system. Now, I can't go into all the detail about how great the bidding system is, but just take my word for it, it is. And what's really cool is that I've created my own system to bridge the gap between you and their awesome bidding system and their properties. So my follow-up and my communication and my marketing is designed specifically for any property, but I do it for all properties, but more specifically for the HUD homes in respect to their time-sensitive and inches and seconds moments that can take place on these properties. One other thing, just as a help to you, when you look in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see HUD Home Store mobile apps. Everybody most likely here or listening to this accesses the majority of their information on their phone. They have got one of the best phone apps. You're just going to be tickled pink on it. Go ahead and download it. It's got one for Android and one for iPhone. Very simple. I download it myself. I never use it on my phone. I don't access anything on the internet on my phone, even though I got an iPhone. I just don't. But so take a look at that. See what inventory is there. Like I said, if you want to drill it down even more and you want to create yourself a command and control central, what you want to do is, if you want Onondaga County, put Onondaga County in the search properties field, then save that if all you want to look at is Onondaga County. That way you can go boom, 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 and the other boom, 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 meaning that the different websites that I'm going to give you, every morning you can just check them all, boom, 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 just like the stock market. You know, you can check them all and see what's going on. All right, I may come back to that, but that's all I'm going to say about HUDs for right now, okay? Let's go on to the next one, which is Freddie Mac. Freddie Mac is not one that I really spend an awful lot of time on, quite honestly. Freddie Mac is a conventional mortgage product. Just like FHA or HUD is a FHA product, Freddie Mac or Homesteps.com is Freddie Mac foreclosures, meaning that somebody got a loan on their house with a Freddie Mac conventional loan and went belly up. And the government, after the bank took it back, the government took it over from the bank. And now the government owns it, and that's their website, Homesteps.com. Homesteps.com. Now, when you go to Homesteps.com, and just want to kind of not forewarn you, but just want to let you know that the big thing today is to have this huge address bar on most of the websites, real estate websites, It says find a home, and then you got this huge bar that says address, county, city, zip code, blah blah blah. Search. The fuzzy logic is pretty good, and fuzzy logic just means that it's able to take your mistakes and work with it. They're pretty good. Not all of them though. So this is what I do, because I come on here and I put things in here before and come up with nothing when I know the property's in there. So this is what I do. I go in there and I put Oswego County, comma, NY. Click search. Okay? I'm going to do that right now on this, but I'm going to go and put Onondaga County. DAGACOUNTY. Sometimes they'll supply it. There you go. Sometimes they'll supply it. Click on it. And there you go. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 3. One in Howlett Hill, one on William Street in Syracuse, another one in Northrop Boulevard, 13209 zip codes. And check that out. Put that in your favorites. Let's say you're an Onondaga County person. Put that in your favorites. Then you don't have to go to home steps each time. And then from there, you can always research in another county if you want. Or if you want Onondaga and Madison County, put those in your favorites. Onondaga, Madison County for homesteads. Onondaga, Madison County for... You know, I'm creating a system for you to be able to easily access these so you don't have to, you know, each time start from scratch. And when you do that, you're going to be on top of what's going on. And that's part of the hunting process to be successful. Now, there's somebody here, Brian in the back, who's employed my system, I think, more than anybody here tonight, and has been successful several times because of the fact that he knows what the system is, he knows how to work within the system, and he communicates with me quite a bit. Yeah. And how many flips have you done now? 3, 4? Yeah, 5, whatever. Okay. And I've supplied not all of them, but I've supplied a few of them, right? Yeah.
Now, can you, if you want 2 counties, for example, do you have to save each county, or can you put in 2?
I've never put in 2. I don't think you can do 2. I think you got to save them individually, yeah.
Okay.
So Homesteps traditionally has a lot less inventory, I've noticed. Okay. And when it comes time that you see a Homesteps property, call me. Just call me. And remember, a lot of people listening here too, you understand that any property that is on the internet, any property that's in the multiple listing system, any property that's on any one of these websites, we are all multiply listed. People get confused thinking that they got to go to the listing agent. They don't have to. Or, may I? There are investors who feel that that's all they want to do. They want to go right to the direct guy. I want to work with a guy who's directly involved, you know? Okay, and I'm sure that works out for you. There's only one problem with that. Number one, you don't know who you're working with. You don't know if he's honest or she. They're telling the truth. You don't know if they're just out for the deal or if they're out for your betterment. Sal, what did we do Sunday before last?
We met at McDonald's.
Oh. What time was it?
10:30.
Yeah. What did we do?
You had an orange juice.
We spent about an hour together. We had not met each other before. Matter of fact, we didn't know each other. I knew of his daughter-in-law, but Sal and I got hooked up over a property that HUD home that we had. He called. He kind of checked around. He couldn't figure out where to go.
I ended up with your name and phone number.
Right.
And it was the only one that connected.
Right.
I spent too much time on the phone.
Yeah. So Sal's
I couldn't get answers. I was frustrated with that.
You couldn't get answers, and he was frustrated, he said. And so I wanted to end all of Sal's frustration. So I said, I'd be happy to get together with you. So we got together at McDonald's and hung out for an hour, you know. And so it was funny. He went to go get something up at the front, and some older fella turns to me and says, "Hey, why are you here?" And I said, "I'm here to meet Sal about real estate." He goes, "Did you sell him something?" I go, "No, I'm not here to sell him anything. I'm just here to get to know him." And that's really what it's all about. So, okay, if you find a trusted realtor, fantastic. Here's the thing. Some think that if you go directly to the listing agent, you're going to get more information. And that's true. You can. But you got to understand there can be a conflict of interest in that they're representing the seller. Okay? Now, with me, when it comes to HUD, you'd be surprised just exactly how I act and everything. It's funny. When you call me on one of my listings, immediately, because I have this agreement with every single one of the people that I list from, I become a dual agent. And I'm going to explain that for just real briefly. Dual agent means that I owe honest and fair dealing between you and me, Mike, okay? So if you tell it's a buyer, you tell me, hey, John, you know that $50,000 property? I'd pay $75,000 for it. I can't and won't run to the seller and say, hey, Michael, pay $75,000 for it. As a dual agent, what I will say is, Mike, is that something you want me to disclose to the seller? No! Okay, I won't. And vice versa. And I know well enough now to do that. So that's how I do it, you know. I'd be just very, very fair with everyone and look out for their best interest and then become a mediator. With HUD, though, I become a little bit different than that. I love HUD homes, and I love being able to give you as much information as possible, strategies, and I just give that. You know, whereas if I was representing Mr. and Mrs. Jones, I wouldn't be able to do that as freely. Let me put it that way. And when it comes to the other properties that I'm not listed, like a home path, home steps, or whatever, I'm going to tell you everything I possibly can, everything I know about how the systems work, what their bidding parameters are. I can talk to the agents sometimes and get inside information where you're not going to be able to. Like, I'll call them up sometimes and say, hey, Barb, what's the parameters on this one? What are they looking to get? You know, she goes, they're a little bit tight. They're asking 30, they'll take like 28. They really won't go for before that. Before, John, can I do 20? They'll do 28. So think 28 when we're going to take a look at it. Or if you already have, think 28 right now. you want less than that, you're going to have to wait a couple of months before it comes down in price, and by then it could be gone. If they're okay with that, this is the conversations I have with people all the time, just like this. Then I'm okay with that too, but I just want to let you know.
Why do you see so many of them come back on the market?
That's a great question. The question is, why do you see so many of these come back on the market? And it doesn't matter what flavor it is too. Usually it's usually because of financing. People fail in that more than anything else. Once in a while, it's a title issue. That can happen. But typically, that's the reason why. And there are other complications that can happen, too. Yeah?
Okay. I only know from my own experience that you did have a HUD home in a certain area that I was interested.
Right.
I looked at it, like, one day, the next day it was sold. So how do they determine what they're going to sell it at? I mean, would that just be because a full price offer came in, so that was it? Is?
Let me explain briefly how the right. It does seem that way. Yeah.
It did.
Do you remember which one it was?
I do. It was in Westport, Willow Street.
Yeah. What happens is, right? What happens with these HUD homes is they go on a 10-day bid period for owner occupants. Then they go on another 5 days for owner occupants. Five individual days.
Okay. So first, it would have been the 10. So if I was like going to interview there, I would have had that, you know, offer. Okay.
First 10 days.
Right.
Let's say it sells. Okay. Let's just say it sells. On the 11th day, it's gone.
Yes.
Now, if it comes back on the market, has to continue those five individual owner occupant days, which means that has when it comes back on the market, it's a 1 day bid. One day bid, and then it switches over to investor, and anybody can bid one day bids from that point forward. So if a property comes back on the market, typically the bidding period is 1 day, whether it's for everybody or just owner occupants.
Okay.
And that's happened just in the past couple of days. We've had a few of those. Boom, gone.
Yeah, because it was open up to open bid and.
Yeah. Yep.
So typically, though, if it went that fast, that means it was a full price.
No.
No?
No. It went for several thousand under the asking price. Matter of fact,
it went for what?
Willow went down in price once, and then it sold for several thousand. I think it sold for like 47 or something like that.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, how did it do in Spring Lake then? Because that went in a hurry too.
Spring Lake was owner-occupant, 10 days, several bids went in on that.
More.
Yeah.
I think the whole price bid that went in.
Oh, yeah. It was,
get it.
It was more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. IRS. So yeah. Trying to be an investor, you still have to wait at least there's a 10-day.
Look, if you're an investor, you got to wait for that 10-day period to be over with. That 15 days to be over with. Yeah, and these properties too on home steps, you'll see something called first look, 20 days.
Okay.
First 20 days for the home steps, and when we get to the home path, first 21 days, first look. Owner-occupant.
Okay.
So if it doesn't have that first look on there, then...
That means... Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And you can go for it.
Okay.
Now, let me just real quickly, as an overview of all the different bidding systems and different flavors of bank and government-owned, you're probably going to ask, what can I get it for under the asking price if the timing is good and the price is right and... You know, it's not a bum's rush and it's an overbid situation. What can I get it for? With HUD, it's 7% under. With some of these others, it's anywhere like a $50,000 house. With HUD, it's 7% under, so you can get it for $3,500 under the asking price. With a home path or whatever, at $50,000, it could be $48,000. Could be $49,000. They might be tight with their numbers. Especially if they lower the price, then they're really tight. I've seen bank, not government, but the bank owned, they're asking $49,900 and somebody comes in at $35,000 and they go $49,900, or they ignore it, or they say $49,700. Or if somebody comes in even just a few thousand under $49,700, $49,500. Sometimes I do that too. Yes, Sal.
So is we'll use round numbers. Let's say the HUD price is $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
You can bid. The rule is $7,000 under.
The rule in that one would be $3,500. So you want to go in at $56,500, $46,500, $46,500, $3,500 under, 7%. Subtract 7% of $50,000.
And what if they don't sell it?
After 30 days, most of these agencies will lower the price
10%. 10% down?
Yeah. 10%, they'll lower the price. So it'll go down to 45.
45.
How about cash?
No. That's a great question. I get that asked all the time. Cash has no bearing when it comes to HUD homes. It's always the dollar amount.
They used to do 15%, right, with cash?
No.
Years ago they did.
Mm-mm.
Now, we ran into an issue where we put a bid in on a house, but I think it was a bank-owned. And, of course, we weren't the selling agent's client. And so he told us the bank wants cash only. And so
that's true.
Refused to.
There are some bank properties where they only want cash.
Because they know it won't qualify.
Because the property is, yeah, it's just gonna drag it on, and it might not go through in the financing. And
Yeah.
So, you know, home steps. It's not my favorite. Check it out. Maybe you'll enlighten me in the process, okay? All right, let's go to Fannie Mae. Somebody put Fannie Mac. Fannie Mae, that's homepath.com. www.homepath.com. And you'll notice that it's got a big, huge address bar there. And I'm gonna show you what it looks like. So I'm going to put in there Onondaga County. There we go. It supplied it. Grab it. Search it. There we are. Now you'll notice there's a. If the default is the map look, I hate the map. Right up here at the top right, it'll say List View. Click on that, and it's a much more visually better way, in my opinion, to look these over.
John, these are still on the MLS, though, right? These home paths?
Yes.
Freddie Mac
and Fannie Mae, which is what we have right now. This is the Fannie Mae. Sorry about this. Just cross out Fannie Mac. Put out Fannie Mae. Oh, it does say Fannie Mae. I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses on. That's my problem. Okay, it does say Freddie Mac. All right, so what's unique about the Fannie Mae? There's more of them. There's even more of them than HUDs right now. Has a larger pool of properties. But there's a bum's rush on these too.
They aren't MLS.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's only one I'm going to show you today that isn't on the MLS.
Okay.
And that's going to be something you're going to be interested in. Yeah. They're good. there's a system of bidding. Ready for this? If you were to call Sal, let's say you called me up and said, "Hey, John, I want you to put a bid on a HUD home for me on Smith Road in North Syracuse." Okay? So all I'd have to do is take Sal's information, name, address, phone number, social security number, email address, and put it in within three minutes or so. I can get his bid into the HUD system, press go or whatever, submit, done. You ready for Fannie Mae? 7-page MLS contract, 13-page addendum, proof of funds, copy of your check, 10% of the asking price because you're probably going to pay cash for it. Those four things. However, with the advent of DocuSign, it becomes a lot easier. So all you got to do is just tell me what you want to put it in for. We get the 7-page MLS contract, a 13-page addendum, and when you get it in your email box, all you got to do is, "Thank you very much, Rusty." Ding, 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 ding with your finger, and you're done. Send us a copy, photo of it, or scan it of your check, your proof of funds, and then we'll upload it. We have to upload the electronic copy, and also then put electronically on their site what the electronic copy of the contract says. It's a little more involved. And then when they open it up, then it's anybody's guess what's going to happen from that point forward. They don't do it with HUD, you know the next day. If it's a daily bid, you know the next day. Boom, cut and dry. With them, if it's sitting on their desk, so to speak, another offer comes in 2 days later, then it's now, "Oh, we got multiple offers, highest and best by Friday at 4 p.m. Yeah, that's with anything other than HUDs. That's for anything other than HUD homes or the auction sites, which I'll get to in just a second. Yeah. But still, there's more inventory here. Okay, so check it out. Rural development. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little secret. And you know what? These two phone numbers from my old Rolodex might be worth something to you. You're going to want to call these and you're going to want to get on their database. Every once in a while, they will email you a property that's going to the courthouse steps that the rural development is selling off. I've personally bought these myself to flip. This was a stream of gold that I rarely ever shared with any of my clients. And the reason why I did that is because these are so esoteric and out there that they're not on the MLS, they're not on anybody's radar whatsoever. And so I kept these. Not to say that I haven't sold one to a client, but I kind of kept these for myself. And I purchased several of them, actually. I don't know what several is. 2, 3, 4 of these of the 9 that I've done. They still come out, not very often. So if you're interested in Onondaga County, I'll give you the phone number. The only thing I ask, a realtor won't be involved with this. He'll be dealing directly. So if you do sell one of these, okay, my favorite color is blue. And I really, no, not for a car. No, I'm a cheap date. Believe me, I really am. And I do like Cheesecake Factory. So here we go. The phone number for Rural Development, or USDA, Rural Development, for Onondaga County is, 1 second here, 607-753-0851. Okay? Yep. And for Oswego County, it's in Watertown, and it's 315-782-7289. And by the way, I'm just going to throw this out here while I'm beating the USDA rural development drum. They have a mortgage for those who are financially challenged. Is that a good way of saying it without being politically correct these days? They have guidelines. You do have to have a 640 credit score, but if you don't make a lot of money and you got family, or even if you're single, they can super enhance your ability to purchase a house. I don't pretend to understand all the ins and outs, but it's called the 502 Direct, and nobody knows about it. Like, nobody. but you do. 502 Direct. Ask them about it. If you know someone, or even if yourself, you'd like to check it out for yourself. You're looking to buy something for yourself, not an investment property, but for yourself. They got like 1% mortgages or something. It's really ridiculous. You know, the person that, remember, the person could afford like 80, and he was able to put in, you know, afford 120. It was just like ridiculous. What the enhancement that it allowed somebody to do is like somebody put nitrous oxide, you know, in a Volkswagen. All of a sudden, the thing can, you know. Computed Estes. So, is that still in existence?
Is this farmland and stuff, Joe?
What's that?
Is this farmland?
That was originally what they were all about. They were about farms.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. They called them FNHA or something like that. It sounded like FHA, but it's FMHA.
I thought it was like the Farm Bureau.
Yeah, Farmers Home Administration was called.
I remember that.
Originally.
Yes.
Sal, did you have a question?
No.
Oh, sorry. Okay. All right, so there's...
So this 502
Direct.
That deals with the rural development?
As well. It's their special mortgage. Special mortgage. It's confusing every time I try to get them to explain it to me. And then I don't really promote it or use it, and I've tried, but it's just... it's the best if somebody hears about this and goes directly to them and checks it out themselves.
Is that the one where you have to put up money and you get it back, or is that the income?
Well, it is based on income and how many people you have in your family in order for you to be able to qualify. If you over-qualify, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure how to answer your question.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do auction.com first, and then we'll do Hubzu. Okay? Auction.com. Where are you? That's right. I was having trouble getting that up here. Let me... There's Hubzu. Let me just...
Just to go back real quick, man.
Sure.
You call this for the development there. You call and get your name put on the list there. Is that what these two numbers you just gave us are?
Yeah, you're calling them up and saying, "Hey, would you put me on your foreclosure list? Here's my email address. Here's my name."
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you're gonna be the occupant.
For the houses or for the 502 Direct?
No. For the houses, you don't have to be. Oh, okay.
Investors can receive that information for themselves, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you'll go to the courthouse steps. That's where they'll have the... I'm sorry, for some reason auction.com is not coming up. You know, I've often thought why auction.com is just strictly for houses. I mean, with auction.com, I mean... You would think that you'd be auctioning everything, you know what I mean? Yeah, it almost doesn't tell you what it is, but it tells you what it is, but it doesn't really. It doesn't say that it's a house auction. Okay, auction.com is cool and it sucks at the same time. People love and hate auction.com. And let me explain the reason why. One of the things I don't like about auction.com is that you don't know when the properties are coming up. It does give you a little bit of telegraph, and lets you know, I think, a few days before it goes on. But when it goes off the market, you never know it existed. And that's what I don't like about it. It doesn't linger there for a little while. So if you hear about something and you go there and you say, oh, it's sold. You know, I don't know if they've changed that. And of course, they're constantly updating and looking for ways to change. The other thing people don't like about auction.com is the fact that you've got to do a $2,500 upfront debit card or credit card to be able to bid. So you got to register your debit or credit card with $2,500 space on there, so that if you get it, they're going to immediately take $2,500 out of your account. And the reason is that they don't want you to just like all of a sudden disappear. And I don't know what it's like to try to get your money back, but I think the complaints on Hubzu and Auction.com, the biggest complaints is trying to get your money back from them off your credit card or debit card. I haven't run into the problem myself with the limited involvement with them, because usually when we're doing it, we're doing it. I mean, we're playing for keeps. We're moving forward. The only thing that's going to fail is the property itself, you know, and that is they can't close because of a title issue. All right. So auction.com lasts for 3 days. Sometimes they pay a commission. Sometimes they don't. You guys can call me on every single auction.com that you're thinking about bidding on. Matter of fact, I would love it if you would include me for two reasons. Number one, if they pay a commission, then I get a little bonus for helping out. And it doesn't cost you any more to use me as opposed to not using me. The other thing is that I can do my best to get you access and also brainstorm and also any auction tips or techniques I can assist you with. Involve me. Especially if you're, sometimes if you're going to go off the cliff, I'll tell you, don't stop. Don't go. I don't need to make a sale. Not like that. Cease from what you're doing. And I have no problem doing it. I enjoy telling people no. if it in fact is to their benefit. You know? Got to know what it is you're going to be doing with it first. And then we design it around it and figure out what's the best, you know. So please understand too, that when there's no realtor involvement, now I'm not talking about you involving or not involving. I'm talking about them saying no realtor involvement. When there's no realtor involvement, they typically don't add anything onto the auction price when it finally ends. If they do involve a realtor, whether you use one or not, they still tack it on. Do you see? So that's why I say it's no big deal if you use me or not. And how you use me, hey, if you just want to use me and not call me or involve me at all, that's fine. Just put my name out down. My email address is john@adolfi.com and John Adolfi. That's all you need, and it'll auto-populate the rest because I'm in there. But in the meantime, you know, contact me. Now, they go on for three days. Okay? They're three-day auctions, typically. And if they don't, sometimes on there you'll see reserve, met, not met, buy it now price, or they'll announce the reserve price. You'll see all different flavors of it. And typically what happens at these is that when it comes right down to the wire, if you bid in the last 3 seconds of the auction, it'll reset the clock 15 minutes. And it'll do that each time until everyone's done bidding. When the bidding is done and you're the highest bidder, it still doesn't mean you're going to get it. Especially if the reserve hasn't been met. They have to go back to the client and say, is it good enough? Also, too, auction.com will bid against you. And you won't even know it. Even though it says it in the fine print. And I've been told that they only do it up to the reserve amount.
That's what the site says.
Okay. I'm glad somebody's out there reading.
I don't know why they don't just start the bidding at the reserve price. Right?
I think momentum and getting as many people involved, that whole auction dynamic. What they want, yeah. If you know anything about the auction dynamic, and Bernie Brostek came to the Phoenix Chamber of Commerce one time like 25 years ago, and I remember him telling us, that the auction dynamic is to just make people crazy. And to get them their emotions involved to a great degree. So that, he said, he had $500 refrigerators that he would sell for $700. I'm not going to let that guy get it. And so they're hoping for that. So, anyway. If you see the house in the MLS or on Trulia or Zillow.com for $79.9 and the starting price is $53, understand that if they do place it with a realtor to advertise it or market it or whatever, they got to give us a price to put on it. So they just give us a price. And then they start it at whatever price, and then they do whatever they feel like they want to do on the auction site. Don't let that confuse you. Okay? All right.
Is it cash only with auction?
Well, that's a good question. Look for it on the auction site, no matter what auction site, and they'll say that financing considered.
Okay.
If you don't see that on there, they'll say all cash. They'll tell you.
Okay.
Here's the other thing about auction.com. Most of them you can't get inside.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
And then you can't always get financing because we've been trying to deal with somebody. They want not necessarily a full scope of work, but they want an estimate on repairs. Well, if you can't get in to get an estimate of repairs, you can't.
Yeah. Now, does that mean that people haven't gone inside these auction.com properties? And I'll tell you something. They will say owner-occupant when there's nobody there. That's the best information they have, and that's what they put on there. Owner-occupant. I remember one time when there was one that somebody wanted to take a look at, and I sent my field worker out there, and I said, go check it out. See, this is the value added that we provide. Go check it out, see if there's anybody in there. So we went to the property, didn't find anybody in there. I said, can we get inside? And he said, maybe I shouldn't be recording this. Maybe I should just turn it off for a second. Anyway, needless to say, I'll talk to you after the recording's off about that one. But I'm just saying, though, and no, nothing was done illegally. It's just that we do everything that we can to try to get you inside if it's possible. So, anyway, let's just leave it at that. Try it out. You know, auction.com is not my favorite, but check it out. It is worth at least checking out. All right. Now, let's go to one of my favorite, and that is Hubzoo. And when I say Hubzoo, people will go, huh? You mean HUD? No, not HUD, H-U-D. Hub, H-U-B as in boy, Z-U. Huh? Hubzoo. Okay. www.hubzoo.com. Again, you've got the big address bar, and I'm going to put Onondaga County, New York. There it is. Da-da. And how many do we have? It's 25 properties. 25 properties. And what you'll see is they do weekly, 1 week, 7 day auctions. Okay? We can get inside of these, typically. Some are zero commission. I can't help you, but I'll still assist you. Others, they provide a commission. It's 4.5% typically on top of, okay, whether again you use it or not, whether you use a realtor or not, they're still going to charge you a technology fee of $299 plus 4.5%. Sometimes it's 3.5%. It varies. So it'll tell you. And what's really good about when you put a bid in is that it tells you exactly what the total amount's going to be. Now your total amount with closing costs and stuff, I'm talking about total amount of what they're going to charge you. So if it's $85,000, it may be $88,000. You know, and before you press that button to bid. Okay? Once you come to the site, you'll see that there's a login right at the top right-hand side and a register. Register. It's worthy. This site is worthy to register. All right? Register and then check it out. Or check it out first if you want and then go ahead and register. So here's one, 3746 Theodolite Drive in Baldwinsville. You just click on it. There's the property page. Shows you a nice big picture. Shows you a slideshow. Over to the right-hand side, it'll tell you there's got 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 47 seconds left. The starting bid is $82,000. Says financing considered and reserve has not been met. Starting bid is $82,000, which means that nobody has placed a bid on this. You can place a bid right here. Again, with or without me. I can place the bid for you. They allow me to do that very easily. Or you can do it yourself and you can include me. Very simple. Property fees says that on this one, 4.5% plus the $299 technology fee. Now, when I log in, let me see if my login will come in here. Yep. When I log in, because I'm a realtor, I don't even know what my login says. When I log in, they allow me to see information that you can't, and I'm not going to be able to get in on this computer because I've got everything already memorized on my other computer. Anyway, let me see if this doesn't matter. I can get you know access codes and everything to get you inside. So you know it's easy to show. And most all of them you can. I don't think there's been one where you can't get inside.
So, can you bid under the starting bid since nobody's bid?
Great question. I get asked that too. Can you bid under the asking starting bid? No. Okay. But when it doesn't sell, then they'll put it back on for another week, and then they'll lower the price.
Another week.
I remember.
And why are you such a big fan of this site?
Because it's the wild, wild west of the real estate industry.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. People don't even know about it. Realtors are not. You can't understand. The average realtor's age in the United States is 57 years old. Do you know what that means? You know, they've kind of like, yeah, that's the average age. So they're kind of set in their ways, which means that things come along that are new. They're not really crazy about learning them. They will, but reluctantly. So when something like this comes along, the general public doesn't know a lot about this. Realtors don't know a lot about this. Doesn't mean that, you know, there's no competition out there, but it kind of lessens the field.
As I say, I bid that house up to $96,000, and which looks after the commissions and the tech fee, it's over $100,000. The auction ends. You don't hear anything. Next week it's back down again. But that was over a month ago when I did that.
Uh-huh.
So there's no. I don't like the site because there's no feedback from it. You don't know where the reserve is.
That
you don't
is
have any
right
idea when they're. When I go to an auction, if I go to Burlington, dollars off.
I know.
To buy something.
Yep.
Bid it, I go home with it. These things you bid, you win the auction, and you got nothing.
Rusty's bringing up a very good point. That is the big Achilles heel of this, and I was explaining this to another client on the phone today, is that you have to play the game sometimes for months. That's the only negative thing about it, because if they don't sell it, they'll put it back on. And if they do sell it and it doesn't meet their reserve and they decide not to take it, then it goes on and on and on. But let me tell you a story about a gal that wanted a house in like the Manlius area, and it was on the market, and they bid it up to 169. Was it 169 or 269? Anyway, it doesn't really matter. 169, 165, 175, 172. And then months went on. They wouldn't take it, wouldn't take it. You know what she ended up buying it for? $136,000.
In Manlius?
Yeah, and I think it was 236. I think it was 236. But my point is, though, is that she wore them out, so to speak. She didn't wear them out. But due to the fact that they play these games, Rusty, eventually they finally let it go. And if you don't get worn out yourself and just keep following it, eventually they got to do something.
Because they haven't lowered the price, they haven't done anything with it. It just continues. It just keeps getting recycled.
Okay.
Sure.
This particular house.
Yeah, that's
right. Okay, let's say the woman you were just saying, is she like, even though you said they will not accept anything less as far as help suited, what is this? She still put it in lower. And
yeah, she put in bids. No, she put in bids as high as 160 during the process.
Okay.
And they would say no. And then finally, she just waited it out and watched it, waited it out, and finally she put the bid in for 136 and got it.
Months. Do you have to pay that technology fee every time?
No. Only if you actually get it.
Okay.
You don't have to pay anything to do Hubzu. Okay. Now, within 24 hours, they're going to ask you for $1,000 on your credit card or debit card. Because if you don't give the earnest money deposit and follow through with it, they will keep your money. They just started that. So,
can you gain access to this or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we'll go through you there?
Yeah, I can get you inside. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, I'm going to end, but I'm not going to end it here. I'm going to end right now. I'm going to throw on the air conditioning because it's a little bit hot in here. And then we're going to do Q&A. But thank you for listening. Those of you who want to get a hold of us, give us a call, 315-695-6434. Thanks for listening to all the different places that you can get foreclosures on the website. I'm sorry, on the internet, and not get charged in the process. Have a good night. Thank you.